A little bit of overview before we go in. We're the oldest and largest educational search firm in the state. More school districts in the state of Texas entrust their search with us than anybody else. And we've conducted since our beginning just a little over 700 superintendent searches in the state. And so there are 1,100 plus school districts, so you can do the math yourself. So we have been quite busy. We remain quite busy, but that's a good thing. But we devote 110% of our time to the districts that we work in and work for. And Dr. Strauss is going to kind of tell you the overall process, and then we'll answer questions that you might have at the end.
Thank you for having us again. I think I want to start out by saying when we work with a board, yes, we have a process that we follow, but you are in charge. It is the board's search. You all know how important this is going to be. It's probably the most important thing. I know there were a lot of things on this agenda that were, I mean, this was a heavy agenda, but this is going to be an important decision that you make for the future of your students here. So you're going to be in charge. One of the differences, or one of the things that we believe at TASB, is that you should see all the applicants. We don't hand pick who we believe your top applicants are. We're going to have you view and look at all of the applicants that apply for your job. And then we have a process that we go through to help you select those that you interview. Every search is new with us. We don't have anyone waiting in the wings ready to move over to Bryan ISD search. If you choose us to do the search, we advertise your district, and everyone has to start by starting their application with your district, with us. We're going to represent your perspective. We represent you. We're your organization. We do not represent, now we know all of the applicants out there. We know the administrators, but we represent the school board's perspective. Butch said that we have more experience than any other firm, but with TASB, you get the whole team. Our legal division is going to help us in any way that you need help. If you need help with the contract negotiations, we're going to be there to do that. Our HR division is going to provide you the most current and up-to-date salary and benefits information that is available. And that will be for districts your size as well as all districts in this geographical area. So we're going to bring you that information. And then everything we do is electronic. We believe that that's the best way. So you will receive all your applications electronically. Everything we do is electronic. We're going to involve your community. We're going to be here to actually what we call profile your community. So we set up several days in a community in a school district this size where a team of us come in and we hold meetings with your community, your administrators, your faculty, your staff, and we talk to them about what it is that's important to them in their next superintendent. What are those characteristics that they're looking for in their next superintendent? And then we also have an online survey for those people that don't want to come in person or don't feel comfortable talking to us. It's provided both in English and Spanish. We can also have someone here if we have people that come in that speak only Spanish. We can accommodate that as well. So we're going to involve your community in this process. When we gather that information, we're going to bring it back to you in a report. That report will include qualification and characteristic statements that you will approve as a board based on what we heard from your community, and then those statements become part of the application process so that every applicant will have to go in and do a narrative on those statements based on their experience in those areas that are most important to you. In your search, what are the things that you're looking for? They will go in and they will actually give you what their experience has been in those areas. We're going to ask you to sign a confidentiality oath should you choose us. We believe that the best searches are confidential. We want the very best candidates, and those candidates are the ones that have great jobs right now. They're the ones that are in great districts doing great work, and if they felt like it would be in the newspaper or on the news that they had applied for your position, you would lose a great number of those candidates. So we ask all of our boards to sign a confidentiality oath, and then we help you through that process. We help you develop the questions that are all legal when it's time for the interview. We use AppliTrax, which is the application process that is online that we would help you through. And then we set up the interviews for you. We're going to keep the work off of the people here in the district. I think another important part of our process is we treat internal and external candidates the same. They are all treated equally. So they go through the process internally just as the external candidates do. They're presented to you the same, and then the discussion is held when it's time to select those that you interview. So everyone is treated equally and equitably. You will receive 2 to 3 hours of board training for the meeting that you select your interview, so you can skip a session at a convention or whatever. But it is an intense meeting. It usually takes about 3 hours to get through that process. We have added a session with our leadership team services called our transition session, where after your new superintendent is on board within the first 90 days, someone from LTS, probably Phil Gore, will come in and meet with you and the new superintendent and do some specific type goal setting so that everyone gets off on the strongest foot possible. And we feel like that has made a tremendous difference, because every district does things just a little bit differently, and every leader does things just a little bit differently. And if people will just take the time to talk about those things, sometimes we can avoid some bumps in the road very early on. So we've implemented that at no cost to the district, just travel and expenses for the LTS person to come in and conduct that leadership, our transition session. We continue until you're satisfied. We're going to be here and continue until you're satisfied with your pool and satisfied with the process itself. And if for any reason your superintendent leaves within the first 2 years, other than a family emergency, we're going to come back in and do the search over with no fee, just travel and expenses. We know every superintendent in the state of Texas, and your search automatically becomes a national search because our sister organizations pick up your search at no additional cost. So your search would be a national search. But my point to that is we're going to have information that no one else might know. We're going to bring that to you. When it's time for you to talk about your candidates, we bring you the good, the bad, and the ugly about every candidate that's applied for your district. And we want it to be as successful as much as you want it. We want to make sure that the right person comes in here and that it's the right fit. And so we're going to bring you all the information that we have, and we're going to do all the digging that we need to do. Once you get down to the final three, then usually the candidates are good, with board members being called, other people being called in the district.
We represent the school board. There are agencies out there, and they're good, but they lean toward more superintendent representation and trying to find a job for their group. We're not in the business of finding a superintendent job. We're trying to find the school board the best fit and work with you collaboratively in getting that best fit for this district, no matter who it might be. So that's our sole purpose of this whole process. As far as, you know, doing it yourself, you certainly can do that. The concern that I have is how far can you reach out, and how are you going to know the skinny on things that are out there that you might not get information on. And, you know, your HR department could probably tell you things that you can and you can't legally ask people and what people are going to tell you. We have people that are in the field that get actual information. We've gotten a lot of information on a lot of people over the years, and that's helped us. And we've provided the school boards that helped guide them away from or toward a candidate that they like. Now, again, as Dr. Strauss said, we're not going to feed you any candidate and say you need to, this is the one or the top two that you need. We're going to let you come to that decision. We're here as your consultants to help and guide you through that minefield. But, you know, we feel like going and having someone there as your consultant, because this is what we do every day, all the time, and have that knowledge base out there for years of experience. But again, you know, that's certainly your decision.
And I would hope, you know, that you would check with some of the, you know, the board at Brenham. We did the search in Brenham. We've done lots of searches around here. They're all in your packet. And I will tell you, you know, when you talk to board members that we've worked with, that should be what you go on, because I would not hesitate for you to talk to any board member that we've worked with.
Our satisfaction rate, and we conduct these surveys after our searches, our satisfaction rate has never dropped below satisfied, and the higher percentage is very satisfied with the services that we conduct. And so we provide that to the board presidents, the boards, after the survey's concluded, because we want to know, you know, how we're doing. Our job is to service you as a school board and to do what we have to do to make this the right, make this search successful. And when we walk out the door, that you're happy with what has taken place here. And you can see the testimonials in there, folks, across the spectrum of that we've conducted and have been satisfied with the work that we have conducted. The fee is $10.5. And that includes everything except two things. And that would be on the second time, the second round review is when the candidates, you're inviting the candidates back to the district. 100% of our districts pay for to reimburse their expenses to come on the second time. First time they come because they want to be here. Second time they're coming because you're inviting them back. The other is the board takes a site visit, which would be, include three board members traveling to the candidate's home district and visiting with folks there. Those two things are not included, but everything else is included in the fee. There's no hidden surprises out there. And we base that fee on your district size and things like that. So it's, we're not just, you know, picking a number out of the air or something like that.
So it's all inclusive, travel, all, everything.
Advertising, the whole thing. Usually the average search runs about 120 calendar days. Now, with the exception of the Christmas break, that kind of, you know, we have to roll around that. But outside that, we can get some things rolling.
We do searches year-round, but having been a superintendent for many years, I think coming into a district early in the year, January, February, allows the new superintendent to build the budget for 17-18. There's lots of important things going on for 17-18, as we've listened to this afternoon. So the sooner you get the new superintendent here, the more involved they're going to be, especially in the hiring process for the next school year. So I think having it early in the hiring, a new superintendent early in the school year, is really an opportune time to do a search, and it, that's where yours would fall, probably February, early March, would be your hiring time if we got started right away. And so I think that's actually a good time. It may seem a little odd, but with superintendents, it's a little bit different than with teachers, because, you know, you deal with their contracts and their evaluations at a different time than you do teachers. So it's really a good time to do that. And, you know, with TASB, you'll always see us. I don't know, when you come to convention, when you come to SLI, if you come to the winter governance, we never go away. So we want to work, we'll work really hard to make sure that this is right, because we face you on a regular basis.
And one thing I want to add in closing is that the fee that you pay does not go to Dr. Strauss and I. We'd like for that to happen, but it doesn't. It goes directly back into support Texas Public Schools. And so we feel like that's important. To us, that's the value-added difference, because you're not supporting a consultant and helping them buy a new car or buy a new shotgun or rifle or something like that. You're actually helping that, helping Texas Public Schools. And in today's time, Texas Public Schools need all the help they can get and need the support. So that's where your money goes.